Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Palestinian medical officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced people in the Nusayrat refugee camp killed at least 17, mostly women and children, and injured 42. The Israeli military said it hit a Hamas command and control center. The strike comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Qatari officials in Doha as the U.S. struggles to advance ceasefire talks. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Good to see you.
Very good to see you. How are you, my friend?
Thank you.
How's everything?
Well, busy.
His visit to Qatar followed a stop in Israel, where Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. During the visit, Blinken stressed to Netanyahu the need for Israel to do more to help increase the flow of humanitarian aid to Palestinians, and said Israel should capitalize on the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as an opportunity to stop its offensive in Gaza and secure the release of hostages there. I'm Karen Chamas.
Blinken said after talks in Qatar on Thursday that he anticipates negotiators will get together in the coming days for discussions on a ceasefire deal to end Israel's war in Gaza. Turkey has struck suspected Kurdish militant targets in Syria and Iraq for a second day after a deadly attack on the premises of a key defense company. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Drones belonging to the National Intelligence Organization Thursday targeted numerous strategic locations used by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, or its affiliates. The targets included military intelligence, energy and infrastructure facilities, and ammunition depots. On Wednesday, Turkey's Air Force carried out airstrikes against similar targets in northern Syria and northern Iraq. Turkish officials have blamed the attack at the headquarters of the aerospace and defense company TISIS on the PKK. The attack on the defense company killed at least five people. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. In an interview, UNICEF communications manager Tess Ingram urged an immediate de-escalation of hostilities in Lebanon as Israeli shelling endangers children's lives and mental health.
The children of Lebanon need peace. They need a ceasefire now. That is the best way for the world to help the children of Lebanon and for humanitarian agencies like UNICEF to be able to safely do our job to reach as many children as possible with the life-saving services and supplies that they need.
French President Emmanuel Macron told an international conference Thursday in Paris that France will provide a $108 million aid package to support Lebanon, while the European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, says the European Union will give the Lebanese army $23 million this year and $46 million next year. Russian President Vladimir Putin has presided over a closing session of a summit of the BRICS bloc of developing economies, hailing its role as a counterbalance to the West. China's President Xi Jinping said they supported more global South countries joining the BRICS grouping. The collective modernization of countries in the global South is a major event in world history and an unprecedented feat in the progress of human civilization. At the same time, world peace and development are still facing serious challenges. The road to revitalizing the global South is not bound to be smooth. The so-called Global South is shorthand for some low- and middle-income countries. The alliance that initially included Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa has expanded to embrace Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia. Moldovan police said on Thursday that pro-Russian fugitive businessman Ilan Shor has channeled $24 million this month to pay voters in a presidential election and referendum on joining the European Union. The chief of the country's police said at a briefing that Shor used Russia's Promsvyazbank for money transfers. So only during the month of October, the police managed to document and stop, suspend the activity of Telegram bots. There were 97 Telegram groups where people were trained and prepared to be able to use Russia's Promsvyazbank to receive money transfers. Shor denies wrongdoing. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said on Wednesday that the final results were rigged and denied the Moldovan government's allegations of Russian interference. Tropical storm Trami slammed into the northeastern Filipino province of Isabela after midnight on Thursday, with widespread flooding and landslides set off by the storm, leaving at least 24 people dead, most by drowning. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.